WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
You give me something I can hold on.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Run away.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yo no soy marinero, yo no... plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
Generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today, although we may see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high 61 with wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, 65. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7. Radio's on and I'm moving around my place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Give me
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Another one bites the
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden goes to the battleground state of Wisconsin today to unveil his latest student debt relief plan that could benefit millions.
Sources say unlike the sweeping plan struck down by the courts, this one would require borrowers to fall into specific categories, such as financial hardship or holding debt that because of interest is now bigger than the amount originally borrowed. The president's to announce the plan in Madison, Wisconsin, a crucial election battleground state. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It was 6 months Sunday since the Hamas sneak attack on Israel that led to that country prosecuting a war that's killed 33,000 Palestinians. We got word from Cairo of noticeable progress on several sticking points in negotiations on a ceasefire and hostage release. The negotiators to return to Cairo later in the week. U.S. Central Command announced Air Force C-130 transports airdropped 38,000 meals provided by Jordan into Gaza on Sunday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Calling her diabolical, Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro on Friday sentenced Jesse Kershevsky to life in prison for the 2018 poisoning death of and thefts from Lynn Hernan. Kershevsky would be eligible for parole sometime around age 80. In St. Croix County Court in Hudson, trial continued Friday for 54-year-old Nikolai Mew. He's accused of stabbing five people on the Apple River in July 2022. 17-year-old Isaac Schumann was killed. Mew's legal team is arguing he acted in self-defense. The latest Marquette Law School national poll shows President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump at 50% among registered voters. Likely voters favor Biden, 52% to 48%. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today, although we may see a little more sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high 61 with wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, a sprinkle or two this evening, otherwise partly cloudy, 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 60 by Wednesday, partly cloudy, 65.